Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. You could say she's an assistant principal with great taste. When Adrienne Yancey isn't in schools helping educate students, she's educating perfect strangers, reviewing restaurants as a level 7 local Google guide. On this episode of the Supercast, I find out what it takes to be a local Google guide and why it is a passion for this assistant principal. We visit a local restaurant, which is all the rage right now, to do a taste test, and I give the food my own Google review. I love to highlight some of the interesting people that we have working in our district, and we have many of them. Today, I have the good fortune to talk with Adrienne Yancey here at Eastlake Elementary School. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
I'm so happy to be here.
You're a foodie.
Yes, I'm a foodie.
I wish I were a foodie. I just love food. And I want to find out all about what got you here, but let's talk about you and Google and food. How does all of that connect?
So I love to do reviews on Google, and it just started as a hobby, just pictures here and there of different restaurants that I visited with my family. And I would add what I liked about that place and include a few pictures, and I just built from there, and my family, they're pretty into this hobby that I've developed as well. So I really try to stay positive, especially with local businesses. I don't want to ruin someone's business or give a negative vibe about a place. I always try to look for something positive. I had an experience just recently where I went to a donut shop. And so my family and I, we've been on a donut kick for the last couple of years. If you want to know where the best apple fritter is or the best buttermilk bar, you just need to ask me.
I want
me.
To know where both of those are,
Okay.
But go ahead.
So we tried a new, a fairly new establishment and went in with high hopes because they have other businesses that have done very well. So unfortunately, a few of the donuts that we got were raw inside, so there was some raw dough. So that was one that I got some beautiful pictures, but the product wasn't necessarily one that I'd want to review yet. But I contacted the business. I told them about my experience. I was kind, and I was well received because obviously that isn't up to standard, and they wouldn't want a review on Google highlighting, you know, a mistake. And so I don't ever want to throw a business under the bus and like not, especially with, I know that my reviews, because I've done so many, sometimes they'll stay at the top of a business. It might not just be based on timeline. So so for that, I did contact the business. They refunded the amount that that I paid for the mixed dozen, and I'm going to give them another try.
Now that you've mentioned donuts, I do have to know, where are the best apple fritters?
Okay, so you have to go to Mirror Lake Gas Station. It's in Camas, and the apple fritters are as big as your face. They're huge. And
as big as my face?
Yes.
That's
they're
an
worth,
accomplishment.
They're worth the drive. So that is an amazing place.
Where's the best buttermilk bar? My wife loves buttermilk bars.
Buttermilk bars, the two best places I feel like in the valley or close to are Banbury Cross and then Lehigh Bakery. The Lehigh Bakery ones are enormous too.
I love both of those places.
They're both
the Lehigh
fantastic.
Bakery has the square donuts, right?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
square
those
glazed.
Are melt in your mouth. They just run
so
down the back
good.
Of your throat.
Yes.
You don't, there's no chewing involved.
Exactly.
I could talk donuts all day with you. Tell me about what it means to be a Google reviewer.
Okay, so anybody can review businesses on Google. So if you go to Google Maps to find a restaurant or a bakery, whatever you're looking for, you can even review locations of, you know, parks, anything. So you go on Google Maps to that place, and then if you scroll down, it gives you the option to
add a review.
So
I've added a review or two, I think.
Yeah, so it's based on a 5-star rating, and you can decide how many stars you think that establishment or place merits, and then you can write a detailed review or a simple review, and you also have the option to add pictures.
And is it the pictures that got that drew attention to your reviews? What do you think made your reviews take off?
I don't know. Maybe I do think that it is the pictures that have helped. I think that you get more views on your reviews if you're willing to take the time to add photos. So I would say that that has been helpful. Based on how many reviews I've done and the number of pictures I've posted, I've hit a level 7 local guide status.
A level 7 local guide. That sounds like something from Dungeons and Dragons. You roll the dice and you're a level 7 local guide who helps people find the best pie in the castle or wherever.
Exactly. So I have almost 1,000 pictures posted.
You review every time you travel as well?
Yes. So like you, I'm a destination foodie as well. So I do a lot of research. I know where we're going to eat. I don't have like a spreadsheet itinerary, but I have definitely a spreadsheet with different places that I want to try when we travel.
A destination foodie. I've not heard that term. Can I be a destination fast foodie?
Yes.
Is there such a thing as that?
Yes, you definitely could be a fast foodie, but I do like to look for unique places as well. So whether it's donuts or the best Mexican food in the area, I always try to find like something that's unique when we travel.
Tell me about your background that got you interested in food.
So I started cooking as a little kid. And I was always encouraged by my parents. So my mom was a really laid-back mom, so it was okay if I made a big mess in the kitchen. And we always had flour, sugar, and eggs on hand. So yeah. I could bake anything that I wanted to. And so when I got to high school, I had the opportunity. I went to Bingham. Yeah. And through Salt Lake Community College, there was a culinary program. So at the end of my day, I got to go over to Salt Lake Community College, either on the UTA bus or if I had a car, I'd drive. And I started expanding there, and I worked my senior year downtown at the Roof in the Garden, and then I expanded into the Lion House, so that Beehive group, and I learned a lot there. And I decided I wanted to go to culinary school, and I moved to Denver right after high school and finished an associate's degree. During that time, I worked for an Italian bakery and for the Hyatt Regency Hotel, and I moved with my job with the Hyatt to Houston when I was 20 years old.
Wow.
So I was really go-getter, and I wanted to be a master chef. The thing is about that, though, sometimes when you take your favorite hobby and make it your career, it kind of takes the passion out of it. I felt like I needed a little more variety, and I knew that I wanted to expand my education.
Yeah.
and do something that where I wouldn't be doing necessarily the same thing every day.
Right.
And I found it in education.
Being an assistant principal at Eastlake Elementary, I'm sure affords you a new adventure every day like you were looking for.
It does. It does. There isn't one day that is the same. I get to deal with, you know, different kid personalities and teachers and administration in the district. And, you know, I've learned a lot even in this short time.
Well, we're very glad to have you, and I'm very glad to be here with you today to try some pie from Flake Pie Company. Now, I told my wife I was doing this today, and she was quite excited at the idea that I would get to be trying some Flake Pie. Let's just start the review right now. I really like the packaging.
I do, too.
I like the, is that a seafoam green there?
Yeah.
Tiffany blue. Maybe that's a Tiffany
yeah,
blue.
Yeah, like a Tiffany blue.
A Tiffany blue box.
Their logo.
The Flake logo all lit up.
It's inviting. Yeah, like it's
I just
stars.
Opened it, and I can smell the crust. That smells really good. So that's going to be...
I know what these are. This one is key lime.
I think this is... Is that banana cream right there?
This one is banana, but that has a meringue instead of whipped cream.
What is this called? It's something clever. You lime up my life, or what is it?
Yep. Let me look at the...
Let's see. Oh, sweet child of lime. Okay.
Sweet child of lime.
Wrong decade. Okay.
Is it raspberry fields?
Raspberry fields forever.
Forever. And then this one is like B-A-N-A-N-A. So like banana.
Is it like Gwen Stefani spelling
yes.
it out?
Yes, but
okay.
Something that's unique about this one, in Utah we're generally used to banana cream pie having a whipped cream, like a whipping cream topping.
Yeah.
And this one is meringue, which is more common in the South.
Wow. So, I'm going to admit that I don't normally eat things with bananas in them. I don't trust those phantom seeds that they have in them. But
okay.
I'm all in today. I'm going to go for it.
Okay, what do you want to start with?
Sweet Child of Lime.
So this one has a graham crust.
A graham crust.
Yep, okay. This one has a graham crust.
I'm going to dive right in there on that one slice.
Okay.
Ooh,
texture looks good.
I lost a little bit of crust. Yeah, talk me through what's coming to mind here as we scoop this out.
Okay, so if this is an authentic key lime, now generally it's probably just regular lime juice that they made this with. Now a key lime, they are tiny and they really do, you know, come from.
Does that look like a little key lime slice on top?
It looks like a regular. Well, it could be, or it could just be regular lime. But regardless. Right. Key limes are really tiny and they're hard to juice. If they bought key lime juice, that's totally possible too. So it's usually condensed milk,
okay,
and lime juice, and not much else. So let's see how it is.
Mm.
I think the filling, the texture is really good. It's sweet. I don't think I could eat. Well. Maybe I could eat the whole pie.
The texture is pretty fantastic.
It is really smooth and creamy.
But the crust really is moist, overly moist. These are all individual pies. These are maybe the size of, I don't know, what's that the size of?
I want to say they're 4-inch tins.
Yeah.
The tin is based on, the size of the tin is based on the bottom.
Oh,
so
I see.
It might even be 3-inch
not the top.
Tin, but
okay.
They're individually sized so that.
But perfect for sharing.
Perfect for sharing.
Wow. I am going to have another slice of that despite the overly moist crust.
Okay.
But after we try the others.
I think that's
do
smart.
Do we cleanse the palate in between? Do I need some European spring water or anything to
that
cleanse
would be,
in between?
That would have been nice.
Well, I'm sorry we didn't have that.
Yeah,
available.
Me too. All right. So now we're going for Raspberry Fields Forever, right?
Yes, Raspberry Fields Forever.
Okay, if I remember correctly, it's supposed to be Strawberry Fields Forever, right?
It is, yes.
But
John Lennon would object, I'm sure.
Oh, this one's a little bit softer.
It is softer. Do you view that as a negative, or is that okay?
Well, it might just be. We'll have to see if you think it's just because it's warm. You know, like maybe it's been out of the fridge for a few minutes.
Oh, that might be. So in fairness, perhaps we aren't getting it right from it. Mm.
The crust isn't quite as wet.
I'm tasting the crust more on this. It's a drier crust, and it's really, really good.
It's so good. The flavor is so good.
Yeah, the flavor jumps out at me on this one. What's something I could say that would make me sound like a foodie? I detect notes of graham cracker. Would that be kind of a foodie thing to say?
I would say buttery. The tartness of the berries, cuts, the richness of the cream. I think this one would taste delicious together with the lime.
Mm. Oh.
The raspberry lime, I think,
now
would
you're
be
talking.
Delicious.
Sweet Child of Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we would. Mm.
That one's good.
That is good. Wow. Yeah, I see a repeat performance on both of these. All right.
Okay.
I have not had anything with banana in it for a very long time, so
ooh.
I figure this is probably the right time. With some southern meringue on top, let's have a little banana cream pie.
I think banana's hard because if you don't get it fresh, then the bananas discolor and they can be too soft.
Wow. This is not bad. I'm having a second bite already. What do you think?
I like it. And I do like.
You like the crust?
I like the crust. I think it's a good thickness.
Hmm.
It's cooked all the way through.
That meringue seems to have a nice texture to it. It gives a little bit, but it holds up.
Stay with us. When we come back, it's time for lunch. Ms. Yancey and I head to a local hot spot for a taco taste test.
If you're ready to start your child on the path to personalized learning, we're ready to help. The Jordan Virtual Learning Academy is coming to Jordan School District in the 2021-22 school year. Three new schools will be opening as part of the academy: Rocky Peak Virtual Elementary School, Kelsey Peak Virtual Middle School, and Kings Peak High School. Each school will have their own principal and teachers, and each will give students a choice in their own learning. The schools will offer synchronous learning, which is teachers providing real-time, live online instruction, and asynchronous learning, where teachers provide videotaped instruction for learning on a student's schedule. To register your student in the Jordan Virtual Learning Academy, visit connect.jordandistrict.org.
All right, we're now here on location in a restaurant, and Adrian's going to tell us a little bit about this restaurant, what it's called, and why we're here.
Okay, so it's called La Casa del Tamal, and we're in West Valley. And I found this place on Instagram. There was one of my friends that did a review and took some really great pictures. And I've been excited to try the birria tacos with consomme for a while because they've been popping up at different restaurants all over the valley. This little place, I don't think it's been open very long. It's a great ambiance in here, and I think it'll be really fun.
The chips and salsa are a win already, and I'm looking forward to trying this dip taco. Actually, a former student of mine on his Instagram story showed that he'd made this at home. And it looks like you cook the meat and then use the sauce and blend some vegetables. Do you know the process for creating it?
Yeah, I think the meat is stewed, so like it's in a like a pot of cooking liquid, and then they take the meat out and shred it and then use that the broth with the vegetables and use that as your dipping sauce.
And then the stewed meat goes into the taco and then you dunk it.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. We want to try the tacos de birria con consomme, the beef to order. Do you want?
Yeah.
Let's make it three.
Three orders.
Yeah.
Thank you.
These chips and salsa actually are really good.
It is.
The salsa, I can't put my finger on it. You probably can, but it's a little bit different from what I'd normally expect.
It is. I think the texture is like tomato soup, but then it has really good flavor.
Yeah. It's about 11:15. We tried to beat the crowd, and it's the restaurant's already mostly full. They do have some spaces left, but I'll bet it's going to fill up quickly. And we have a table of construction workers over there, and that says to me this is going to be a great place.
There were people waiting outside for the doors to open, so that's a good sign too.
All right, I like being an insider here on the early end of a trend. So that is a deep,
thank
rich
you.
Sauce. That is a deep, rich sauce.
And there's a lot of tacos.
Yeah. And we get four tacos each. All right. Shall we get a picture of this?
Oh, yeah.
This is a really deep, rich-looking sauce. What would you call it? Is it a consomme?
Consomme.
Okay.
So, the cooking liquid.
Ooh. Wow.
Right.
And a crisp shell on the taco. Piping hot. This looks fantastic.
It does look fantastic.
Oh. That is so good.
That is so good. Nice crunch on the shell. That meat is so tender.
The meat is very tender. A chunk dropped in. I'll get it when the consomme gets consumed.
Yeah. Mm.
Somehow the shell is still crisp even after I've dunked it in the consomme. What do you think?
Did you try it with the lime?
I haven't put any lime on it yet.
Oh, it's really good. I think that it is meeting my expectation. So, I think one of the things they do as well, I know they dip the shell into the consomme and then before they crisp them up on the grill, and that's why they have that beautiful
reddish yellow color.
Yeah, it does look great. Let's kind of summarize. We started with pies and started with dessert. What's your recommendation?
I really enjoyed Flake. I thought that the pies that we tried were good. I think the banana was my least favorite, but it wasn't bad. I loved the raspberry. I loved the key lime.
I thought the crust was good. It was a little bit different on all of them, and I'd definitely go there again.
Yeah, I would go there again, and I would recommend it.
Now, let's talk tacos. Let's talk tamales. What do you say about this restaurant?
So, the tacos are phenomenal. The consomme is so flavorful and delicious. You literally could drink it when you're done dunking your tacos. The texture of the shells were perfect. They weren't too crunchy, but just crisp enough that it had a great texture, and it held the texture the whole time that we were eating. The tamales, I think, were good, but I was so full from the tacos that I didn't give them very much attention.
Yes, the tacos are the star of the show, and I've had a lot of Mexican food, but this is unlike anything I've had before. The consomme tastes fantastic, and the texture and flavor was just fantastic, out of this world.
The beef is so tender, and just say it again, this was a delicious meal.
Okay.
So I would highly recommend this place as well.
Casa del Tamal,
yeah,
and Flake, both highly recommended.
Thumbs up, 4 thumbs up.
Well, thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. I'm going to clean my plate. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.